This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness has begun. Let me give you a few scores here before we talk about some mushiness going on in the NFL. Minnesota on top of Louisville, 70-56. That in the East region, 5:46 remaining in the second half of that one. Yale getting shellacked by LSU, 51-37. John Lopez, 0-2, 15 minutes remaining in that, so still time for a comeback. And in the first half, Auburn on top of New Mexico State, 28-19. Vermont and Florida State just tipped off. Vermont with the first bucket. They're on top 2-0. A lot of money being thrown around, a lot of stuff going on. Just talked to a listener who said he's in a survivor pool.
I love those.
March Madness.
Love those.
I didn't even know that the March Madness was a point, but you just pick two games each round.
Yeah.
And it dwindles and dwindles and dwindles. Wish I would have known earlier because that's a good concept.
Here come the Yaleys. Right, here come the Yaleys.
Yale just cut the lead to 10, in case you're wondering what the hell John Lopez is yelling at.
Those are fun. And Sean and I were talking about the Calcuttas that you can do with the NCAA tournament, where you bid on teams. Like, in this tournament, obviously Duke would be, you know, Duke and Carolina and all those. Tennessee would probably be the highest price that you have to go to. Those are fun. So, like, if you have, like, a team, what's a dark horse to get to the Final Four? A common dark?
Auburn.
Auburn. Okay, let's say Auburn. You know, you can actually bid on him against maybe nobody or just one person, get him at a lower price, and everybody gets the entire pool of money. It's cool.
Auburn can ball out. I got them going pretty far. They're a five seed. They're on top 28-19. But all the games will be on Sports Radio 650. All the college basketball action, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks, which we happen to be out here at on I-10 and Kirkwood.
Man, it's good stuff.
I just ate a whole pot roast during the commercial break.
You can eat faster than just about anybody I've seen.
No, I can make it in prison in that regard. There's a lot of things that would prevent me from making it in prison, but as far as eating, I would chow down and get the hell out of everyone's very, very quickly. Big news today in the NFL that impacts your Houston Texans. They signed Joe Webb to a one-year, $1 million deal. He's going to be your third-string quarterback and emergency receiver again and also play some special teams. And Will Greer out of Morgantown, West Virginia, wow scouts. He apparently had one of the most impressive pro days that scouts have seen in a long time. So it looks like a quarterback could be off the board in the first round, which is good news for Houston Texans.
At least
because
one,
you don't
obviously
need a quarterback. Yeah, well, an extra quarterback,
yeah.
I should say. What's the mushiest that John Lopez, in his 30 years of covering sports, what's the mushiest the OG John Lopez has gotten when talking about sports or when watching sports? Let's go as a fan first and then as a journalist. What's the mushiest you ever got?
As a fan? Probably when I was coaching. Because that just meant so much to me, you know, for the kids to have success.
And
it did.
Sure.
I'm not lying. To watch them have success.
It's
and get,
all for the kids.
It is. It was. Some of us actually believe that.
I've seen coaches that say it's about the kids, but it's not.
Right. But I'm talking about when I saw some of my guys getting scholarships and stuff and what it did for their lives. You know, certain kids that come from, like, meager beginnings that are now, you know, thriving because of that college education. That's the mushiest as a, quote, fan, I guess, because I was when I was coaching. Watching is what you're talking about otherwise?
Yes.
Well, I would say what I was talking about earlier, Bo Kimble. Bo Kimble, I mean, I teared up in the stands on press row when he was shooting those left-handed free throws after Hank Gathers died. That was impossible not to feel, you know, some emotion there.
I think the most emotional I've ever gotten, it was so random too, was when Reggie Miller retired.
Really?
And it's not like I was like a huge Reggie
Miller
fan.
You were a fan, but not like.
But for some reason, whenever he retired, and it was against the Detroit Pistons, I remember because Larry Brown called the timeout. And they went to center court, they clapped, and you could just see his emotion and him crying. and just almost looking.
You were just relating to it.
Yeah, because
I think you were relating
to it. I'd watched him play for so long, and it seemed like he just always left it on the court. And Reggie just, he never really had a legit chance to win a championship. I know they pushed the Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals when he pushed off that one time, and he pushed the Knicks, but the Knicks, you know, it eventually got the best of him, the Spike Lee game. I just don't, for some reason, it just hit me really hard when Reggie Miller
retired. I think
retired.
Part of that.
And he was crying, too, so maybe when I see him cry,
right.
It just made me cry.
You relate. And I think part of that also is when you see elements of your youth moving on.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You were crying for yourself as much as anybody right there. I'm not trying to be a psychologist here, but...
No, that makes sense.
But I'm saying, you know, I think you were crying for like that
like
moment.
When JJ retires, people will feel old.
Yes.
You will feel old.
I was very, very... I mean, I've got hundreds where I get emotional. I'm not saying I go into tears all the time, but I get emotional. When I saw Jeff Bagwell struggling to make a throw as a baseball player.
What was it like covering those teams? Like, how would you be a little bit soft on him?
Absolutely, I would, because I just love the guy. I just love the guy. But when he couldn't lift his arm over his head and he was on a major league roster, it was like watching Willie Mays, you know, stumble around in the outfield
with the Mets,
and it broke my heart. I mean, so I think part of that is you're losing a piece of your youth. In my case, I wasn't, you know, a kid, but losing a piece of someone that I knew as, you know, when in 1989 when he got here, you know, or 90 or whatever it was. I think you cry kind of like for yourself as much as anything on some of these.
You know what makes me tear up every year now? Mm-hmm. And there's one guarantee.
One shining moment?
Hell no. Hell no. But there's one guaranteed moment for me to tear up. Mm-hmm. To where, like, a tear will run down my face.
I'm trying to think.
No,
Houston, give me a hint.
Houstonians can relate to it.
I don't know.
My parents went to college with Earl Campbell.
Right. Oh, okay.
And he means a lot to me.
That's a good
where
example.
They met. I was born in Austin. And as my parents got divorced and my dad and I would follow UT football,
yeah.
I would always just hear about how great Earl Campbell was.
Yeah.
And, man, you have no idea how great this guy was. And he was held to high regards. Every time I see Earl Campbell try to walk and, like, do the coin toss or something at a UT game, and I just see how beat up his body is, mm-hmm. but how he still has a really strong spirit, and you can just kind of feel, like, why people are so gravitated to Earl.
Attracted, and, yeah.
It makes me – it really does. It does something to me, and it makes me a little bit tingly.
That's the Bagwell effect for me, you know. But, I knew Bags, and it just broke my heart that he was out there, and he knew what he looked like. You know, he would talk about it. But there's a lot of things like that. Also, just when you reach those moments, you know, as a fan that you've waited your entire life to see, you know, how many people listening to us
like
say...
Like the Astros World Series?
Exactly. How many people, that's exactly where I was going, when have said, like, my people, guys my age and older, that grew up with the Astros, and how many times did you say, just once in my lifetime, just once... I hope they win the World Series. And then they do. I guarantee you there were tears flowing in Houston.
And it was the same year that Harvey happened, which was just added to it.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the beauty of sports, and it gets very emotional. The reason I brought this up is because Aaron Rodgers kind of touched me a little bit yesterday. Randall Cobb, in case you didn't know, Randall Cobb signed a one-year, $5 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to replace Cole Beasley as their slot receiver.
Yep.
A lot of the receivers that Aaron Rodgers has come up with, specifically Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, have departed. And Aaron Rodgers went on Instagram, and he put up some pictures of him and Randall Cobb, and he put a post that said this. And I want you to tell me if this is a little bit too mushy,
okay.
or if this falls into what we're talking about. This is at Aaron Rodgers 12. I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged, .. And when they fly away, the part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice. Still, the place you live in is that much more drab and empty that they're gone. I guess I just miss my friend. Hashtag friendship. Hashtag teammates. Hashtag brothers. Hashtag Packers.
That's awesome. That's not too mushy. That's a guy that's
he's deep, dude.
Yeah, that's just a guy giving it to
and you
to
know
his
someone's going to text in and say he's took that from so I don't know. That's just damn good. Whatever that is. Whoever that
that's like
is
Money
from,
Mike.
That's unbelievable.
No, that's not too mushy. That's good. I like that.
That's damn good. It also makes me a little bit sad for him. Get that guy some new friends. My goodness.
Maybe because he doesn't have a lot of friends. We were talking about that earlier with him and Ben Roethlisberger, and he's got one there.
My goodness. That's sad. But enough mush. March Madness is underway. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kirkwood. You can hear the game Sports Radio 650. All the college basketball action courtesy of our friends here at Twin Peaks. But enough mushiness. Because the possibility of Brian Cushing's jersey being in the rafters at NRG, it seems like more of a possibility, and it doesn't seem as outrageous to me, courtesy of our friends at Oklahoma City. I'll tell you why next.
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.